Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Partly cloudy today with isolated showers and thunder showers over Gauteng, Mpumalanga and parts of Limpopo and the northwest. It will be hot in Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 29, Joburg and Emalahleni 27, Mbombela and Rustenburg 31. Over parts of the western, northern and eastern Cape, it's heat wave hot. Graaf-Reinet reaching 41 degrees today.
In Centurion, please note N Street is still closed to and from John Foster Drive or Robbie Street Junction. That, of course, is due to the flood damage at Hennops River.
Defence and Military Veterans Minister Angie Motshekga is in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The National Defence says the minister left yesterday on a trip that forms part of her ongoing mission to prioritise the well-being and interests of South African soldiers in line with her Soldier First principle. Motshekga aims to strengthen bilateral relations between South Africa and the DRC. And solar overtook coal in the European Union's electricity production last year. Climate think tank Ember said in its European Electricity Review 2025 that strong growth in solar and wind have boosted the share of renewables in European countries to 47%, while fossil fuels have fallen to 29%. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand has through the night remained stable and on stronger levels against the US dollar following yesterday's release of the inflation figures showing that consumer inflation edged up to 3% in December. This brought annual inflation for 2024 to 4.4%, the lowest since 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. Data from Statistics SA also showed that retail sales jumped to 7.7% in November year on year. And Asian equities mostly rose this morning, cheered by another tech-fueled run-up on Wall Street after US President Donald Trump's huge AI investment announcement. Tech titans, including Nvidia, Microsoft and Arm, helped lead a surge in New York. A dollar is this morning trading at 18 Rand 51, a euro 19 Rand 26, a pound 22 Rand 79 cents, gold at $2,750.24 per fine ounce, oil lower, trading at $78.82 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija de Souza, back with more news at 7.
Well, the Sunrisers Eastern Cape train is gathering momentum after the defending Betway SA20 champions claimed a third consecutive bonus point win. That was last night. They fed off the energy before the Orange Army at St. George's Park with a 52-run victory over the Pretoria Capitals. Sunrisers, they remain in third place with 15 points. The Capitals stay on 9 points in fifth place, so not going too well for them. The PSL yesterday announced that it had postponed all of Royal AM's fixtures until further notice after failing to receive assurances from the club. Royal AM have been placed under a preservation order by the Revenue Service, with owner Sean Kize reportedly facing around 40 million rand in tax debt. This ruling will affect the premiership fixture against Orlando Pirates tonight. The club delayed paying salaries for November as well as December and was also unable to travel to Gqeberha to play Chippa United 2 weeks ago. Well, Mamelodi Sundowns claimed revenge over Magesi FC and opened up a 6-point lead atop the Betway Premier with a 2-1 win in Polokwane last night. It was the only league match of the day, but plenty of Champions League action last night. Paris Saint-Germain produced a stunning fight back from 2 goals down to beat Man City 4-2. Arsenal within touching distance of the last 16. That's after a 3-0 win over Dinamo Zagreb. Celtic through to the knockout stage after beating Young Boys. AC Milan on the verge of qualifying. That's after they beat Girona, while holders Real Madrid back on track after a 5-1 victory over Salzburg. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jacka Sport.
Jacka Red FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?